It's a beautiful Friday morning, October 16th. This is the Mary Griffith Show. I'm suffering from some kind of mental disorder at the moment. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I looked out the window. I said, why aren't I out there? Look at how beautiful the sky is and those beautiful trees. But I'm here, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you're here with me. Hillbean Auto Body brings you the Mary Griffith Show each and every day. The deer are running. Remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hillbean. I'm joined in studio this morning by Danielle Buss. She's the manager of the Court-Appointed Special Advocate Program with the Advocacy Network for Children, and they have a very special drive for volunteers going on starting October 19th. And some people, I think, are a little bit intimidated, Danielle, when they hear the word court-appointed special advocate. They think they have to be a lawyer or some kind of learned scholar, but that's not true at all. So welcome to the program and tell us all about CASA, please.
Thank you. Yes, you're completely right. You know, we train all of our CASA volunteers, and so when we are reaching out and wondering, you know, who wants to be a CASA volunteer, we're not looking for anybody who even has a background in the court and maybe even children. You know, we have some volunteers that just really enjoy being around children, but they have no idea what, you know, how a child should be developing, what a child should be doing. They just know they like to be around them. So our CASA volunteers come from a wide variety of people, and that's the whole point of our training. Volunteers go through a 30-hour training, which does start on Monday, and we train volunteers to do everything they need to do, to learn what they need to do. So the 30-hour training is going to give a person everything they need to be able to be a CASA volunteer, to help children and to speak in their best interests. So we really ensure that they're prepared before we just throw them out to help children.
This does not replace their lawyer in court. It doesn't replace their social worker. They may be in the foster care system. You're not their foster parent. This is a loving adult who looks at the situation and thinks only of the best interest of the child.
Absolutely.
And, you know, recently a similar thing happened to me. I went out to visit some grown-ups who now have children. When they were little, they were in my lives. Now their children are in my lives. And I think I was so sad when this one little boy moved away from our town here in Quincy. And I just thought it was the worst thing his mother could do to move him away and blah, blah, blah. And really, when I look back on that, how selfish. It was the worst thing that could have happened to me.
Right.
You know, I missed him dearly because I developed this relationship. And here all of a sudden at the age of 12 or whatever, his family moves. How dare they? You know, and you think about that. Sometimes when you're too close to a situation, you think you're doing what's best for the child, but you really can't tell what's best for the child. You're just really doing what's best for you.
Yes.
So an outside person can come in as a court-appointed special advocate and say, I stand here for this child, and I've built a little bit of a relationship with this child, and I think that I can tell and help advise the court what this child needs. And that doesn't mean you usurp the foster parents, you usurp the lawyers, you usurp the social workers. You just add that voice.
Exactly.
That is that just common sense voice.
Exactly. Our volunteers work alongside everybody in the case. And the main difference with our program to maybe the caseworker, because a lot of people say, you know, well, there's a caseworker, which there is. But the caseworker has, you know, anywhere between 25 to 30 kids on their caseload. And our volunteers have one child or one family. So their main focus is just that family. And they can, you know, spend 5 to 10 hours a month just focusing on what that child needs or what that family needs, rather than, you know, being split in 30 different directions.
And while you don't want them to get so emotionally attached that they're not objective, they can get more attached or more knowledgeable about the family because it's the family they're assigned to.
Exactly.
The thing about this volunteer job, if you just want to go lick postage stamps somewhere for 2 hours in the afternoon, this isn't for you, because this is a long-term commitment to a child. Because one of the reasons these court-appointed special advocates are so needed, Danielle Buss, is because a child could be in that court system for a year, 2 years, 3 years. It can take a long time to adjudicate family disputes.
Oh, yes. Our cases can last anywhere between a year to, you know, we have some cases right now that have been open 5 years, which isn't normal. On average, our cases run about 14 to 15 months. So a little over a year is kind of the normal commitment. But as we know, everything's not normal. And so some of our cases are a little bit shorter and some of our cases are a lot longer.
So you've mentioned, you know, it has to be a caring person, someone who enjoys children, someone who would like to mentor or maybe be a role model to a child, someone who wouldn't mind getting down into the dirty work of there's some problems with these families. Nobody comes into the court system unless something is pretty dramatically wrong. A child isn't in foster care unless something's dramatically wrong. So you're there to kind of help get it right for the kid. So you don't have to be a lawyer, you don't have to be, but like give some of the occupations or some of the traits that some of your volunteers have.
So we have, we actually do have a couple of retired attorneys, but we also have, we've had firefighters, bank employees, retired police officers, retired, full-time employees, but we also have people who are working full-time right now, maybe in a nursing home or maybe, at a desk job, and their job is willing to let them take 15 minutes for a phone call, or, you know, they're going after work with those things. But we also have volunteers who are stay-at-home parents or maybe grandparents now. So, I mean, honestly, it's a wide variety of volunteers, but in the long run, we just, you know, we can train people if they want to be trained how to do this the right way.
You have to have some availability during normal working hours because that's when court cases are held.
Exactly.
But you're not going to sit in court for like 5 hours one day.
Oh, no. No. We do have court. On average, a case would be every about 3 months. There's a court hearing. We also have coordinators, though, that do attend every court hearing. So we have some volunteers that, you know, they absolutely can't get off that court hearing day. So they write their report, and the coordinator will sit in their position for them. You know, we don't want somebody to say, well, I work, so I don't have time. We try to find the right case for them. Maybe it's a one-child case instead of the case with eight kids. You know, we make the right decision for the right case for the right person.
So you can kind of, when you go into this training, you can say, well, first of all, they'll wade you into the water slowly, you know. But you're right. There are families that have large working parts, you know, lots of kids. So that probably wouldn't be your first case. But anybody who's caring, and the thing you mentioned about all those professions and really about everybody who's a CASA volunteer, they are just sickened by abuse and neglect of children. And they're just sickened by these long, lengthy court cases that just drag on and on interminably because nobody can come to any kind of agreement of what's best. And the children get kind of shunted aside while the adults are worrying about what's best for them. The kids need that advocate to say, hey, it's time for some permanency. Yes. Either reunite or move on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in some cases, that's what, you know, it's hard. It's not always easy in these cases. The children have been abused and neglected, but there has to be somebody to be there for the child. It does. It does sometimes get down to, well, he wants this or she wants that, and it really doesn't matter because it's what the kid needs at that time.
Okay. So these trainings, it's a 30-hour training. Is this an in-person training? Is this a Zoom training? How does this work, Danielle Buss?
Well, this training that we have coming up starting on Monday is a little bit of everything. We're calling it our first hybrid training that we're doing. So it's going to be a little in person, a little on Zoom, but we're trying to make it work for everybody, especially with COVID right now. So we are asking anybody interested to contact our office at 217-223-2272, and we can kind of chat about what the training is going to look like. The first night is Monday, the 19th, so just in a few days, and that night will be in person so that we can sign paperwork and get all the boring stuff out of the way.
Well, because everybody has to have a background check.
They do. They
right.
have to have a background check, and they have to sign lots of paperwork for confidentiality purposes. So we
and
need
when
to
and
get
where
that.
Is that? It's 30 minutes, but what time does it start, and where is it?
It's going to start October 19th at 5:30 at our office at 1420 Harrison.
Okay. 5:30 at 1420 Harrison. And again, just coming to that doesn't commit you, but it gets you started.
Yes.
And again, at any time, if you decide this isn't for me, you can drop out.
They can.
And I like the idea that you're court appointed. That gives you some officialness.
It does.
It does. It makes them say, hey, now listen here. I'm not just somebody who, you know, I'm not just their, you know, great Aunt Lucy from, you know, out in Oregon saying this is what's best for these kids. I am a completely impartial observer that has done my work and knows the facts, and this is what I recommend. And you also have to be accepting the fact that the judge may not take your your recommendation, but I think that the whole reason this is successful is because it works so well. Right now you've got 50 kids, though, waiting. This is almost a crisis situation. You need 50 volunteers to step up right away.
We do. We do. And, you know, people say, well, you already have 53 volunteers. We do, and that's covering, you know, roughly 150 kids, but we have another 50 kids that need a volunteer that need that voice. And we're honestly, after the training, we're looking for 5 to 10 hours a month, and we can help make it work for you.
Okay. So if you can do this, call 223-2272. It's not so much a big commitment of time per month, but it is a multi-year process. I mean, probably the first case you're assigned is going to take 6 months to 18 months to probably resolve. So,
oh, yes.
Again, people like to volunteer for a lot of different things in a lot of different ways. If you're a snowbird, this isn't going to work for you. But if you're around here, if you have some free time, if you have a flexible job where you could get away during the day or take a phone call for 15 or 20 minutes to parties involved, get involved and have their conference call, this is perfect for you. And all you have to do is love children. There's no other qualification.
No, we just, I mean, honestly, the training, and I have a lot of people that say, I was really nervous, you know, starting off, and then they go through training and they say, you know what? I don't know why I was so scared. This, you know, they felt very prepared, and that's what we want. We don't want anybody to go through the training and then feel like they have no idea what's going on.
And you'll make a difference because kids with these CASA volunteers, their time in court and in limbo is shorter, isn't it?
It is. It is shorter, and you know, they are seen to have permanency faster, and that could be return home or that could be an adoption with a family.
Okay, so if you really care about kids and want to shorten up that time in court for them, be a court-appointed special advocate. You can call this number today and ask more questions, 223-2272. Or you can commit to 30 hours worth of training, some in person, some on Zoom. It starts next Monday night, this coming Monday night.
Yes.
At 5:30 at 1420 Harrison. So lay this on your heart over the weekend. Is this something you and your spouse or you and your best friend, and you may not even, you know, maybe be assigned together, but it'll be interesting. You can buck each other up if there comes a problem. And you're always there, Danielle.
Oh, yes, yes. And we have coordinators to help anytime when there's a crisis.
Okay. Folks, think about it, pray about it, and if you can be a court-appointed special advocate, there are over 50 children right now waiting for someone to step in and be in their corner. If you think it could be you, give them a call today at the Advocacy Network for Children. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you.
We're going to talk today with Jim Holtman with the Friends of the NRA. This is not the political arm of the National Rifle Association. So if you heard NRA and said, oh, God, I can't stand one more political commentary, it's not that. They're having some wonderful events, and we're going to talk about that. And so I'm just going to turn the platform over to you, Jim. What's coming up with the Friends of the NRA?
Well, first of all, you need to understand that the Friends of the NRA is a not-for-profit charitable organization. Every year we hold an annual banquet to raise money for youth shooting sports.
But not this year.
No. And I have to say, I mean, as we've said many times in the past, that the money we raise, it stays in Southern Illinois, and the Quincy High School rifle team is probably the biggest recipient of that here in Quincy.
Yeah. So it's definitely not advisable for large groups of thousands of people to gather, but you still need a source of revenue because the rifle team and other youth shooting opportunities for safety and other things are relying on you.
Absolutely. And we've, this past grant cycle, Quincy High School rifle team received $2,500. We used it for equipment that we needed at the time. This year, because of the problems that everybody's fully aware of, we've rescheduled our banquet 2 times, and it didn't happen. Well, I've got a basement full of stuff for this banquet, and we've got to get rid of it. and we still have to pay for it, whether we have a banquet or not. So we decided that we'd do something a little different this year. We're taking all 8 guns, all the merchandise. It's about $8,000 worth of stuff, and we're raffling it off for $100 a ticket. One person wins it all.
Wow.
It's a winner-take-all raffle, and somebody's going to be really happy with a lot of 8 guns, and there's a Ted Nugent signed acoustic guitar, there's Prince, there's it's everything that would normally be at our banquet.
This sounds fantastic. The only problem is we don't get to get together with our friends, but don't worry, when they hear you won this, they'll all come over to your house, whether you want them to or not. So let's talk about the time parameters. When are the tickets on sale? They're $100 a piece. There's no limit to how many people can buy. But
250. We're listed at 250.
You're limiting 250 tickets.
But we're kind of on the home stretch at this point. We're going to draw this on the 25th of this month, which is a week from Sunday. Now, also, I was informed by the Friends NRA director that we have some additional guns that we have to pay for. So we came up with, we are having a live in-person event for 50 people only.
Okay.
And that's going to be at Southside Boat Club on the 25th of October. Starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. $100 a ticket. And we have 6 guns that we need to pay for that way as well. So every $100 ticket gets you a chance in each one of those 6 guns.
Okay.
So your chances, if we sell it out of all 50 tickets, your chances of winning are 1 in 8.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Of course, that
means there'll be some other stuff.
Somebody else, my chances will be 3 in 64, but, you know, that's okay, 1 in 64.
Yeah.
So this is great. So let's kind of separate these two now that we know we have 2 events. We're going to talk about the details of these coming back. First, we're going to take a break, head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, so you can win an approximate $8,000 value package that includes 8 guns, a Ted Nugent signed acoustic guitar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We'll tell you how to get the few tickets left for that. Or you can come to a very exclusive event, October 25th at Southside Boat Club, only 50 people allowed in the door. And those tickets are $100. So we'll give you some more details right after we take a break. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD, 15 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. We're talking to Jim Holtman about the Friends of the NRA. They have 2 big events coming up. Their banquet had to be canceled this year, and they really couldn't afford not to have some kind of fundraiser because the Quincy High School rifle team and a lot of other youth sports depend on this support from the Friends of the NRA, which is not a political arm. They are the non-political arm of the National Rifle Association. They only do stuff for youth sports. So, once again, we've got a 8 guns. It's all going to go in one package. 8 guns and many other kinds of merchandise, including a Ted Nugent signed acoustic guitar. What else have you got in there that really would
there's
rank?
There's quite a few prints. There's a Friends NRA blanket. There's first responder prints for police and fire.
Like artwork prints, you mean?
Yeah, and there's also, there's a decanter set that is made from 30-millimeter cannon rounds that came from an A-10 military aircraft.
That's something you don't see every day?
There's a lot of there's a lot of NRA embellished stuff, but it's a pretty broad section. Anybody that's ever been to one of our banquets can relate to everything that's there. I mean, the list is long, and it's all quality merchandise.
Okay, and you have a chance to take away the whole package, and that is to buy one of the tickets. They're only selling 250 tickets. The tickets are $100 a piece. Now, how do we get these tickets?
For the winner-take-all event, there are tickets available online at the friendsnra.org website. You just have to look for events, and when you go to Quincy, you'll see it come up. You can purchase that online. You can also give our treasurer, who happens to be my wife, a call, Shelley, at 217-440-6767.
Okay. Has she authorized you to give out that number? Because when her phone starts ringing...
It's too late now.
Too late now. Yep. I should have stuck up for you. I'm sorry. But it's a winner-take-all. So October 25th, they're going to have this drawing. It's winner-take-all. You get all eight guns. You get all the merchandise. It's an $8,000 value. And one person out of the 250 tickets sold is going to walk away with all of that. Go to their website or go to this number, 440-6767. Now, mark that down because you may need it for future reference. 440-6767. Because on October 25th, that same day, you're going to have an exclusive event at the Southside Boat Club. Instead of thousands of people gathering like you usually have, you can only have 50. So you're going to sell 50 tickets at $100 a piece, and that's a chance to win six guns that are up in this auction. Mm-hmm. Could one person win all six?
Sure, because once you win, you're not
out. Eliminated.
Yeah, you know, because we're drawing. It's six separate drawings,
right,
and you're in every one of them.
Wow! So you have a chance to win up to six guns, and your chance of winning at least one of the prizes is 1 in 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if we don't sell out, you know, if we don't sell out before the event, there will be tickets for sale at the door. But I can't guarantee that.
Right. So you better get them in advance.
I agree.
Okay. So you really have two ways to support the Friends of the NRA. You can buy a ticket to the 250 ticket extravaganza, winner take all, or you can buy a ticket to the 50 ticket only.
It's confusing, isn't it?
A chance to win. So it is a little confusing, but I think most people, if they go to your website or whatever, they'll figure it out pretty quick. Yeah.
Well, in our live event, there's some other stuff too. We'll have tickets for it's a statewide loaded safe, where one person, it's a two-tier thing. You win a gun win the gun at our event, then you're in a 1 in 23 chance to win a safe full of guns. We've got a Kimber Micro 9 that we're going to sell additional tickets for, $20 a piece. We have a Savage 22 rifle that'll be a bar gun for, we haven't decided on the price, somewhere around $5 or $10 a piece. It's not a banquet because... But Southside Boat Club will be serving Maid Rites and chips,
right,
and of course their bars open. And
it'll be a fun day. It won't
we
be a banquet.
Sure hope so.
And everything
yeah.
will be COVID-19 kosher. So
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We know that routine.
We know that routine. I just pray my husband's not listening right now. Oh, please, Lord. I think he's up at Practical Tactical. I hope he's not listening right now, or I know where I'm going to be on October 25th. So, but this is great. So let's talk real quick again. The Friends of the NRA, again, you don't have a political agenda. You're out there trying to improve shooting sports and shooting safety. I think it's obvious if you've been listening to the news or talked to anyone who's a hunter, guns are becoming scarce. A lot of people are buying guns. A lot of people are buying ammunition, loading up on ammunition. This also makes it difficult for the practical sportsman to get ammunition that he or she needs, and it makes it more expensive for rifle teams to shoot their practice rounds. How much, do you have any idea how much ammunition, the price of ammunition has escalated, let's say, in the last, I don't know, year? You give me a time frame that you can talk about.
Stuff. I mean, the rifle team, we're air gun only, so we're on pellets. But believe it or not, even pellets are sometimes hard to find, in match-grade pellets. In fact, the rifle team needed pellets, and just last night I was hunting through the Internet trying to find pellets for our team. And those prices haven't changed much. But for common ammunition, 5.56 ammunition for ARs, 9mm, 45, 40 Smith & Wesson, the common centerfire stuff, I'd say it's tripled.
Tripled.
Because the first of the year you could buy 223 for an AR for about $375 for 1,000 rounds. And if you can find it, it's $900 for 1,000 rounds right now.
And why is ammunition so scarce? Did factories have to shut down, or is there just that much demand?
Well, people get panicky, you know, some of the political environments and things, and they worry about it. And then we have the riots in the major cities going on, and calls for defund the police, and people are starting to think, maybe I need to take care of myself.
So they start to have maybe more on hand than usual. And when that happens, then it's kind of like the toilet paper. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, well, right? When everybody thinks there's an ammunition shortage, everybody goes out and buys ammunition.
Well, when they would normally buy a small quantity, they're concerned, so they buy a large quantity. Well, when you increase the purchases, they can't make it fast enough to make up.
And it's hard to find anything on sale anymore, isn't it?
There isn't anything on sale.
You're going to pay full price for whatever you find.
Everything's at a premium.
Well, folks, the Friends of the NRA need your help to continue their work with youth and to make sure that those who use firearms do that safely, that children have access to shooting sports. So it's a winner-take-all drawing. One lucky person walks away with about $8,000 worth of merchandise, including 8 guns, Ted Nugent signed acoustic guitar, a decanter set made out of big cannon-type shells, lots of artwork and prints. They're only selling 250 tickets, and they're almost sold out from that. So if you want to be in on that winner-takes-all drawing for $100, you better call today, 440-6767. You can buy more than one ticket, but they're only going to sell 250. Then on October 25th, the same day they draw for that virtual event, they're going to have a live event. 50 tickets are all they're going to sell at $100 a piece at the Southside Boat Club. That starts at 3 in the afternoon.
That's correct.
And there'll be, you know, light refreshments, a little light meal, and of course the bar will be open. And you have a chance to win 6 guns that will be up for raffle that night. And your $100 ticket gives you a chance to win all 6 of those guns,
in separate drawings.
So, again, the number for that is, again, 440-6767. Or if you want to take your chances that they're not sold out, you can stop by Southside Boat Club at 3 o'clock on the afternoon of October 25th. And if they haven't sold all 50 tickets, you can enter in.
I would recommend that you get it in advance.
I would recommend you get them in advance,
And also, we should note that the winner take all is available online, but the live event is not. So we were afraid to put it online for fear we might get more than 50 people.
Yeah, so, I think that was
wise. So if you want to come to the live event and buy a ticket ahead of time, call us. You can send us a check. Of course, we're a little close right now, so I'd probably say we'd have a face-to-face meeting and give me a check, and I'll put you in the list.
Okay, 440-6767 is the number to draw to call for all this. Again, a prize package that has no appeal whatsoever to Mary, but Bears fan is salivating right now if he's listening. Please, Lord, let him be pissy. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Jim Oldman.
It's my annual meeting with you. Thanks for allowing me to come on your show.
Don't make it just once a year. Come back.
We need to do it more often.
Okay, I'd love to have you. Thank you so much.